When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Y'all like my setup? This is the usual Anchored Media setup that we have here at Anchored Media Studios when we record our videos and podcasting. But I wanted to post this on my platform because I want to tell you guys about my podcast story. Usually I keep the podcast on the podcast, and then on the YouTube channel I do vlogs and different videos and things of that nature. Now we've just started posting the audio from the podcast here, but I really just want to tell you guys my podcasting story because podcasting changed my life. Everything that you've seen me do, accomplish, like podcasting was really just a catalyst to so much of my business success. And that's part of the reason why I'm so in love with it. So I just want to take a step back, take you to 6 years ago to tell you about my podcasting journey, what I've been able to do via podcasting, how I've been able to stay true to my faith, stay true to my personality, and help grow my platform, as well as the platform of the hundreds of other podcasts that we work with. In this video, I want to tell you about my podcasting story. At Anchored Media, we work with Christian podcasters, people who feel led, who feel called to talk about something very specific and need help taking that message to the masses. And of course, turning that into income for their business, as well as using that as a product in and of itself that makes money. Now, many people look at me now. I've been podcasting for 6 years. My platform, Blessed and Bossed Up, has grown to over 350,000 listens a month. On a global scale, I've seen my show translated into so many different languages and people tagging me on social media, talking about the show in languages that I don't even speak. I was just going by their facial expressions on if it was a nice review or not. We did a tour over the US a couple of years ago and was able to pack out rooms and ballrooms and hotels with people who loved the show and wanted to come and get that experience in real time or in person that they are able to get from the platform. So I've been able to see a lot of success in podcasting. More recently, I signed an exclusive deal with a podcast platform that had a guaranteed income minimum. So I know going into this year exactly how, or the floor of how much I can expect to make via podcasting. And that's a level of security a lot of creators just simply don't get. So I've learned so much over the years of monetizing my platform via my business and building this multi-six-figure company from a podcast to then also turning it into a product that makes five figures monthly. So I am very excited to fill in the gap of how do you get from starting a show to experiencing levels of success that everyone wants. Now, I first started podcasting in 2017, but I didn't really step into my calling and my purpose as a podcaster until 2018. Now, I had the idea in 2015 that I wanted to get into podcasting. It was new. I had just discovered podcasts. I noticed this purple app on my phone where I was able to search through tons of content. I found some great podcasts that I love, that I still listen to today. But at that time, podcasting wasn't even its own industry yet. It was an extension of blogging. Before podcast got the name of podcasting, it was actually referred to as audio blogging. And at that time, I saw this as just something that I enjoyed, but I had this feeling. And now being a lot more spiritually mature, I understand that that was really God tugging me into this industry. But at that time, it was just this feeling of, I want to start a podcast. And so that led me down the rabbit hole of figuring out how am I going to do that? And back then, there were nowhere near as many resources as they are today. I had one friend who I'd known who started a podcast that I went to college with that I called and asked about his experience. I had another friend who was a software engineer that I called to get the lowdown on what in the world is an RSS feed, and was just really piecing together information because there wasn't much on the internet to help me. So going from just being totally oblivious to now where I am today, there was a lot of steps that needed to take place. And I recently posted on my Instagram page, and we posted on the Anchor Media channel, how podcasting this year is going to be a $4 billion industry. And I believe that one of the reasons why so many podcasters have not been able to capitalize off of the growth of this industry so far is because they give up way too quickly. Now, when you become a podcaster, especially a Christian podcaster who is passionate about the subject matter that you're called to speak about, there are going to be a lot of internal roadblocks that you're going to have to overcome. One of mine was I wasn't comfortable on the microphone speaking solo. When I first launched the show, I had a co-host. Part of the reason I had a co-host is because what my mom was telling me was, who's going to listen to me? Nobody cares what I have to say. I didn't feel relevant or feel like what I had to offer was valuable. So I wanted to have another person so that maybe their value can compensate from the value I didn't believe that I had. Another roadblock was I didn't like the sound of my own voice. I felt just intimidated by the idea of this audio getting uploaded to the internet so anybody, anywhere could listen to it and critique. So I was afraid of any, you know, backlash or negative comments or anything like that. It was a lot of fear and insecurity that was prevalent when I first started my podcast. But it's so interesting that those things were so heavy back then that now, what, 5 or so years later, those things aren't even a second thought, right? I'm confident when I come on the microphone. I could care less about if anybody has anything to say about it. I'm just going to show up, relay the message that I'm called to relay, and I'm going to go about my business.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need.
And when I work with podcasters, so many of these roadblocks, it cripples them to the point where they don't continue. Where while we're working together, I'm able to get them to see their value and to understand, like, hey, what you have to say matters. I listen to their shows and tell them, hey, this is really good. Get excited and get confident in what you have to say because it matters and it sounds great and it's going to bless a lot of people. But then once they get back by themselves and they get back into their head and the enemy is able to creep in and reinforce a lot of those insecurities, they stop. And I get so saddened by all of the Christian podcasts specifically who stop, because what does that mean for the people that you're called to impact? For the people who need to hear what you have to say, how you have to say it. Another misconception, and this wasn't for me early on because it was so new, it weren't allowed of any type of podcast, but now it's so popular, and this is still a new industry, by the way, but because it is so popular, you see these YouTube channels and these clips go throughout social media, people start to think, well, it's a saturated market. Who cares what I have to say? But still, what you have to say and the uniqueness to you is valuable. There are some people that can only receive something if I say it, because there's something about me and my uniqueness or the way that I deliver a message that connects with them. There are some people who are only going to receive something if you say it, because of your uniqueness and the way that you deliver a message is one that's able to really resonate with them. So again, if you're in this space where you have all of these things going on in your head and all of these insecurities, I would challenge you, if you haven't started yet and you keep psyching yourself out, to go ahead and start anyway, because there are people who need you, who need what you have to say. And as Christian podcasters who are creating these platforms for the Lord, we have to get out of our own way so that we can remain submitted to Him and able to be used for His glory. Now, there are some other roadblocks outside of the internal one. So you may not know how to start a podcast, right? The logistics of it. What equipment do I need? How do I monetize? How do I grow? All of those things. That's where a company like Anchor Media comes in. It took me 6 months to monetize my platform via funneling people into an existing business. Now, this was a huge key that I discovered when it comes to monetizing your platform, because especially back then, you needed at least 10,000 downloads per episode in order for your show to get any type of interest from sponsors. Of course, starting out, you're not there yet. So my thought process was, well, if a sponsor sees value enough in my platform to where they're going to pay me to advertise to my audience, why am I not taking advantage of the audience I have, whether big or small, to make sure that I'm advertising what I have going on? If this podcast is such a global thing where while I'm asleep, this content is still out getting heard by someone on the other side of the world, why am I not making this work as a lead generation machine for what I have going on? And so this aha moment was so pivotal for me, and it led me to design a system that I still use with my clients today to easily funnel their listeners into their businesses. And even if they don't have businesses, how to create extra value for their listeners so they can start building up their email list so that even when they're ready to monetize via a business, a tour, merch, live shows, anything of that nature, they now have this Rolodex of potential customers. One of the downsides to podcasting is that you see this listener number, but you don't have contact information for everybody, right? You have to create that. So just that process of turning the listener into customers was huge for me and allowed me to monetize the platform in just 6 months. We actually have a client who started working with us in Anchor Media with our podcast marketing and management service, where we were working to get her show to the point where she was able to monetize via sponsorships. But she was also a coach and a consultant. And I said, hey, we don't need to wait until you reach this threshold of listeners. We're going to put this system into place now so that you can start getting clients for your business. Within the first 30 days, her email list increased by 50%. She was able to land her first client. So now she's already monetizing this platform before she's reached any type of listenership minimum. So this was the primary way that I monetized my podcast early on. And it's my primary way that I monetize my podcast today, because I'm always going to make more by funneling listeners into my business than I would via sponsors. Ad inventory on your show is always going to be limited. Nobody wants a show that's just full of ads, right? So there's always going to be a cap on how much you can make via ads, unless you start putting out a podcast every single day. But even then, it's still going to be a cap. Now, when I'm funneling people into my business, the sky is the limit, right? I can monetize this same listener however many times I choose. There's no cap to that. And so this was, again, such a huge key, not only for me to monetize early, but to have a system in place to where I'm generating consistent revenue in my business that has no income cap. Now let's move over to sponsorships, the other way you make money on your podcast. Now, again, I told you when I first started, it was at least 10,000 listens per episode. Now, the next way you monetize, of course, is through sponsorships. So for me, I said it took 6 months for me to be able to monetize my platform via funneling people into my business. It took 2 years to start getting sponsors. So imagine if I would have quit. Imagine if I wouldn't have created this new system of making money. It would have taken me 2 years to monetize my platform. So now I'm working with clients who are monetizing their platforms within even less time than the 6 months it took me, because I've already developed the system. It took me 2 years to monetize via sponsorship. And now our management clients, when we start to manage their shows, they're able to monetize via sponsorships within the first season. So I get so excited about my journey of being a podcaster for the last 6 years, not because of what it's been able to do for me, but because of the lessons that I've been able to learn, where I'm able to cut the learning curve in half drastically for those that I work with. So I'm gonna stop right there. If you wanna learn more about how you can work with us in whatever stage of your podcasting journey you're on, go to anchoredmedia.com. If you wanna listen to my show, check out the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, and we'll put both the links in the description for you. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video, and I'll see you in the next one.